Let us pray the congregational prayer. Gracious and loving God, you meet us where we are. We gather together from many walks of life, but we are unified as one heart in the body of Christ. In our time of worship, open our ears to hear your voice. Open our eyes to see your glory. Open our minds to receive your word. Open our hearts to perceive your presence. Amen. Let us bow our head. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for all your gifts to us for daily food, for health, for each breath we take, for freedom to choose, and for the gifts of your word, your power, and your love. Our hearts are truly overwhelmed, O God, when we consider how you have entrusted so much to us. Lord, help us be faith-filled and desire to increase your glory and your goodness in this world. Make us people who share in both word and deed that which you have given to us. Merciful Lord, we come to you heavy-hearted, for we have heard the news of another gun violence at supermarket in Buffalo yesterday. As we mourn over the dead and injured killed by guns, we recognize the blood stains of hatred. Lord, we turn to you in overwhelming sorrow. How can we end this gun violence related to hate crimes? How can we build a world of inclusion, of solidarity? Teach us your ways, O God. Bless us with the wisdom and strength to put down our swords and be peacemakers. Use us, work through us to mend our nation's brokenness. Gracious and merciful God, we pray for the Ukrainian people and ask for your intervention in this senseless war levied against them by Russia. We pray, O God, for protection and that there would be peace. We pray for restoration and renewed hope. We pray for the families, especially the children living through the horrors of war and all the upheaval and tribulation it brings. We pray for the entire world community, including the leaders in our own country. Give them wisdom and ingenuity to respond in ways that ends this war and moves us all to a world where your peace abides. We pray for the church gathered today, both here and around the world, that it may encourage all of its members to discover, develop, and use all their gifts for your kingdom. Lord, we are thankful that the Centenary Church door is widely open today for a book talk and signing. Grant your Holy Spirit upon our guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Margaret Kutz, so that we may be restored and recommitted to our spiritual life through the Word of God. We now pray for those who need your constant healing mercies. Sarah Beth, Marge Wilson, Carl Howell, Phyllis Murphy, Ann Harper, Evelyn West, Deborah Freeman, and Alan Godel. We also pray for shut-in members as well as elderly members for your loving presence upon them. Minister by your Spirit and by us to all those for whom we have prayed, and help us walk faithfully in the path of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. Those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.